Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Kindred is here. Tom is the Regional Director of Small Business Development Centers at the Indian River State College. He's also the Dan Richardson Entrepreneurship Development Institute at Indian River. He's with the Indian River School there. Adjunct professor now since 2007. And he spends his time working with the SBDC organization there at Indian River College. And he's spending many years as a small business owner, just like you. And so he knows how important the work that he does at the SBDC is to you. And I've asked him to join us for a couple of reasons. But the first segment, we're going to talk about what they're doing there in the Port St. Lucie area. Tom, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Jim. And you hit the nail on the head. I lived the life of a small business owner and operator for about 25 years. Owned a company. We had anywhere from 20 to 50 employees. We had up to 5 locations at one time.
Wow.
Did about $10 to $15 million in revenue. And I like to tell people when I'm out speaking about the programs that I now represent and responsible for that no one ever came into my office with good news as a small business operator and owner. I'm telling you, every day was a battle. So I really do have appreciation for these programs.
You know, that's the thing that I remind small business owners about, and I don't have to remind them, they know this, but I also remind other people about that there's no harder job in the world, in the marketplace, than being a small business owner, because the buck really does stop on your desk, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. I mean, you're the one that's in on Saturday. You're the one that covers for all the team members who are out sick or don't show up that day. You're the one that the sheriff's department calls at 3 o'clock in the morning when the front window has been broken,
right,
and somebody's broken into your store. So yeah, the buck really does absolutely stop with the small business owner.
And the morning, the 8:30 in the morning, when you find out that your bank calls you and tells you you know you don't have enough money in the bank, and part of the reason is because the check that was promised to you yesterday still hasn't come in yet.
Yeah.
You know, the big from the customer.
No.
It gets tight sometimes, and so it's really a tough job, but it's the kind of job that I love, and I know you loved it too in a lot of ways, because what I like about being a small business owner, Tom, is that whatever happens, whatever comes in the door, opportunity or challenge, it belongs to me. And if I turn that challenge into an opportunity, that belongs to me. I like that kind of action. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, again, you've hit the nail on the head. You know, and of course, I never got those kind of calls from my bank, Jim. I just want to let you know that. I was never short on cash.
Right.
There certainly are there's rewards in owning small business, and a lot of times those are financial rewards. You can do better for yourself and your family as an owner of a business. I had a guy tell me one time, kind of a scary statement. He told me, he said, you know, Tom, I'm never going to work again for a paycheck. And when I ever work again, I'm going to work, you know, where I can control my destiny. And that's a scary thought, you know, when somebody says that. Because, you know, it's nice to have that regular paycheck coming in. But, you know, to your point, as a small business owner and operator, one really does have control of their destiny. You know, you can control how many sales calls you make, and you can control, you know, your customer service. And so you have a lot of control over things, which can benefit you as a small business owner. So,
One of the things, Tom, when people tell me, I don't want to work for a paycheck, I want to run my own business, I say, well, you know what? That attitude will serve you well, because there'll be many days when you won't get a paycheck.
Right. There are many days as a small business owner, you don't get the paycheck. Everybody else gets one, but you don't get one. But,
you know, Tom, though, one of the things that we have in the United States that is not available in other countries is we have a net of support. We've got the Small Business Administration. We've got Chambers of Commerce. We've got all kinds of different groups that are out there that I know you work with very closely, SCORE and other organizations like that, and including the organization that you're directing there in the Indian River area, and that's Small Business Development Centers. There are, what, how many, 100?
I don't know about the nation, but there is absolutely. It's the American Small Business Development Centers.
Yeah.
There are SBDCs all over this country.
All over. Yeah.
In the state of Florida, I am very familiar. We have 9 centers. There's about 200 folks dedicated to this business assistance program just in the state of Florida, about 44 total offices. So everyone really in the state of Florida, every small business owner has got access to the SBDC.
You're within an hour or less of an SBDC almost anywhere in Florida, anywhere in the country.
Absolutely.
Anywhere in the country, really, folks. And Tom, as you know, I've worked with a national organization. I've been to many of your annual gatherings, and tell the audience how SBDCs help small businesses.
Well, again, very powerful program. I ask my people all the time, where were you people when I was in business? I just didn't know. You know, I did not take the time as a business owner to really reach out and understand this program. So when I took on the responsibility of being the director of this program, I made it kind of my mission to make sure that every business out there knows about us. But we work in many different ways. We have consultants who are seasoned and experienced business veterans. A lot of those folks came out of corporate America. A lot of those folks came out of entrepreneurship and business ownership. We have specialties within the ranks of our SBDC consultants. We have government contracting specialists who will help a business go step by step through the process to get all the paperwork in place to be prepared for government contracting. We have international trade specialists.
Develop a business plan to get a loan.
We have financial specialists.
A couple of things to remember. I got to go to a break here, Tom. But a couple of things to remember is, folks, you have to go to them. They're not going to come knock on your door, number one. And, Tom, correct me, it's still free, right?
It is. We are a no-cost business consulting business. Yes, sir.
How about that, folks? And it's outstanding, great value. I encourage you to check them out, SBDC. Quick break. Right after the break, we're going to be back and talk about a big event that Tom's got going on down there in the Indian River area.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.